Yes, now we're joined on the Big Sports Brekkie by none other than Raiders halfback Sam Williams. How are you, Sam?
Yeah, good, mate.
Mate, thanks for joining us. How was Education Day yesterday?
Yeah, there was a bit to get through. We had a lot of information thrown at us and a lot of questions. So it, we had to turn the camera in, but it was an understanding of where we're at.
I think you're just dropping in and out there, mate. We might see if we can fix your line there, but we're talking to Sam Williams from the Raiders. I think, just a bit of a dodgy line there, maybe. Just maybe move to a little bit of a different spot, but we'll give it another crack. Now, let's get the big issues out of the way. So after the Education Day, you're allowed to go and get a cup of coffee?
Yeah, mate, have you got me?
Yeah, we got you now. That's better.
Yeah, mate, not really. We had a lot of learning there yesterday. It was pretty intense, to be fair. There was a lot of questions, and one of them was, can we go get a coffee? But even that sort of stuff's pretty well knocked on the head. We're pretty well going into training and then turning around and going home.
Sam, how are the players taking all the restrictions and guidelines and rules and regulations? Do the players believe they can uphold what is being asked of them?
Yeah, I think they do. It's a tough one, though, because the restrictions that are in place are even tougher than what we've been on for the last sort of 5 or 6 weeks. It's been a real change, and I guess as other people are coming out of the lockdown, we're probably going on a little bit more stricter. So there was a lot of questions about, can we see loved ones, can we see family members, and pretty well the answer was no. So, there's going to be a lot of sacrifices made by the players to ensure that we can get the game up and running, and I know that the players are all on board with it.
Sam, did they talk to you about penalties and what would happen if people broke the rules?
Yeah, we did raise the question, but it was I wasn't exactly sure what the final answer was. I think we haven't been given anything clear about whether it'd be points lost from the team or if it was player fines or suspension. I'm not too sure where it's at the moment. So I think it's something that we'll probably get told soon, but hopefully it doesn't come to it.
Was Jordan?
Loss. And was there an indication from you that all your players are on board? And what's the process if someone isn't on board? Obviously, you've got time, well, you had time to go away, think about whether you want to be a part of it or not. But if people have their concerns, what's the process for them? What do they have to do?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty pretty important subject at the moment. It's something I was speaking to Tom Simons at the Players Association there yesterday afternoon about some players. I think some players pay. Everyone's pay goes back to 50% of what they were receiving, and they're going into some pretty big lockdowns. So for some of the players that are on the lower end of the scale, it's going to be some big sacrifices. And in normal times, you would just say go get another job, but we can't leave our house. So it's a genuine question that some players are really going to have to think about. But I think I know as a playing group at Canberra, we're pretty committed to seeing it out. And, I guess we are custodians of the game, and it's our responsibility to make sure we get out there and try and get rugby league up and going again.
Sam, what happens, and we spoke about it earlier on in the show today, what happens if you don't live with your partner? Can you go and see her, or can she come and see you? And in the same breath, if you're separated from your partner but you have a kid, with that, that custody being both sides, can you go and see your child?
Yeah, my understanding was that you could still see your children, because they were part of your immediate family. But in terms of partners that aren't living with you, I don't think we can go see them. I think that they're either going to be living with you, or they move into your residency where it's been quarantined, or we won't be able to see them. That was my understanding. As I said, there was a lot of information that got thrown around yesterday. I think one of the questions one of the players asked was about he's only a young bloke. He lives with his dad. His mum lives in a separate house. Can he see her? And the answer was no, that he can't see her. So the restrictions are quite strict and quite tough. And as I said, there's a lot of sacrifices for some players that are it's not going to be all glory, and players aren't even going to get to play on the weekend in some cases. So it's a real tough one.
And is there restrictions on the family members as well, Sam? Like, are they restricted in regards to when they can go and do groceries, or where can they go and see their family? How tight and how far does it extend beyond just the player?
Yeah, the people within your house, I live with my wife, so she's the one who's going to have to go to the shops. We've got to eat, and there's some things that are classified as essential services that just have to get done. But from my understanding, it was the people you're living with are still pretty well just going to go off the government's guidelines. But there's certainly they need an understanding about what's essential, and they really need to be on board as well, because if we have everyone who lives with a player is out in the general public and happens to catch the coronavirus, then it's going to put the game in jeopardy. So it's not only the players that need to be on board, it's also the partners and the people who live with the players.
Sam, you probably feel like we're the COVID cops, making sure that you're you've got everything under control.
Inspector X.
I thought we'd be on here talking about footy and cricket.
Oh, this is not a sports show, Sam.
Yeah. I should have had
this. Now, this is a follow-up exam to see whether you listened yesterday or not.
Yeah,
first
thing in the morning, mate. Yeah, you got me going.
Mate, you did re-sign for 2 years at the end of last year. Was there any temptation to head elsewhere at all, or any offers elsewhere, or were you just like, nah, I want to get a deal done and stay fighting it out for that 7 jersey in the nation's capital?
Yeah, look, it's something that I ask myself a lot of the time, and, the challenge to go away and try and get a starting spot at another club is something I certainly considered. But ultimately, I've been at the Raiders since the Harold Matthews, and we've just seen over the last couple of years a real change in the club's culture and the success that we've had. And Ricky's really changed a lot of that stuff. And I just love the club down here, and I really want to be part of a team, whatever that might be, that wins the premiership. So that was probably the big carrot about it all, was that we're now finally in a position that we can really challenge for that top spot. And I'd love to be here the day we get that trophy.
And Sam, Jordan Rapana, it's believed he signed. Was he there yesterday?
Yeah, he was, mate. He's back from Japanese rugby. It was a short stint. He went over there, and then he hadn't been playing. I think the international quota players had a fair bit to do with that. It could be on the field, and then the competition was cancelled. So to have Rapper back at this time of the season and have a three week block to try and get him back up to speed with the game, it's a massive addition for us in the middle of the season.
How's your horses going, and have you been backing a winner?
Mate, it's about the only thing I've been able to watch lately. We've had a couple of our paces winning in Menangle. Rocking with Elvis had a couple of wins before he's gone for a spell. But other than that, I've been just trying to get a winner at the championships. And it was a pretty bleak autumn, to be fair, mate.
It was lean.
It was lean.
Tough going.
Mate, been great to have you on this morning. And let's look, really looking forward to seeing you back in the Raiders colours very soon, mate.
Yeah, thanks. I hope I didn't give anyone a bum steer with any of those answers, but thanks for having me on.
We'll test you again tomorrow, mate, about 8:30.
Oh, it's awesome.
Thanks so much.